It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Glad we're together again. Can you imagine what might be in this bag? It's fairly heavy, and it's something that I can pour, but it's not a liquid like water or milk. Shall I open it and pour it? Well, I'll have to go outside to do that, through the kitchen and out the back door. Does that give you a hint? Let's do it. I'll be back later, fish. Sand table. Sand. That's what it is, sand. So I'll pour this sand into the sand table. I just needed a little extra here. And save the bag. I love sand. In fact, it's fun to things like that with it. Play with the trucks. Move them along. It feels good, too. You know, sometimes I just like to look carefully at sand like this and think of the many things that people do with it. so many fine things we can do with sand. I think I'll just take a cup of it to the kitchen. Have some ideas. You probably have a lot of good ideas as to what you'd like to do with sand. Just thinking about this, though. Oh, that's the phone. Hello? Hi, Tony. Oh, I would. Yeah. Well, certainly, we'll come over. Yeah. All right, thanks very much. Bye-bye. That was Tony Chiroldis calling from his shop. He wants us to come over and hear him read a short book with some children. Why don't we do that now? What in the world would you like to do today? We'll come back here after we visit with Tony and his friends. Come along. Buenos dias.
Hey, hi. Buenos dias.
Hi, everybody.
So glad you could join us.
Thank you. Is it all right if I watch and listen with you all?
We're going to read a book in another language, a book in Spanish titled Tengo Seis Años. By Anne Morris and Nancy Sheehan. And Tengo Seis Años means I am 6 years old. Let's see what we find out over here.
How many of you all are six?
And
how many are more than six? And how many are fewer than 6 years? You're fewer than six.
Just kidding. Here we go. It says, okay. Tengo seis años. I am 6 years old. So she is 6 years old. And as we turn the page, we find that the boy, tengo seis años. I am 6 years old. And the girl over here, tengo seis años. So they're all 6 years old. Oh, they get together in their school. So esta es nuestra clase. This is our class. You have a class?
You have a class, sir?
You all have a class, right? And you also have a teacher. And it says there, esta es nuestra maestra. So the word for teacher is maestra. Can you all say maestra?
Maestra.
And it means?
Teacher.
Good job.
Are you a teacher?
Sometimes.
You seem like a teacher. You have this shop, and yet you're a teacher, too.
I love to teach.
Sure.
And let's see what we find around the corner here. All right. Esta es nuestra escuela. This is our school. So the word for school is escuela.
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 Escuela. Good job. So here starts another part of the story that says, nuestra culebra, our snake. Nuestro hamster.
They have a snake and a hamster.
And a hamster. Hamster in English and Spanish seems to be the same word, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Nuestro ratoncito, our little mouse. They all live in our school. Do you have pets in your school?
No? I have a pet in my school.
In your school, what kind of pet?
A bunny. A baby bunny.
A baby bunny, and
you?
You
can pet him. I used to have four butterflies.
Four butterflies? Let's see what they do at school. It says here that they read, which is what we're doing. Leemos. Leemos, so I'm sure you read in school. Let's see, what else do? They escribimos. We write in school. Contamos. We count things in school. Oh, I like this one. Cantamos. What are they doing?
Singing.
They're singing away in school. Jugamos todos los días. We play every day. Do you play at school?
Yeah.
All right. Nos reímos, nos divertimos. We laugh, we have fun. Somos amigas. We're friends.
You know what?
Uh-huh.
We don't know any of those people in the book, but they all do a lot of the same things that we do.
And somehow you discover that in English or Spanish.
All over the world.
We do same things, similar things.
That's why we can be neighbors and friends for each other. Thanks for letting me be with you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Rogers. Muchas gracias. Vamos a decirle adios.
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 Thank you.
Adios.
Thank you.
seis años. I was about 6 years old when I did a lot of sand art. Do you ever make pictures using glue and sand? Well, that's what I was thinking of doing right now. Take some paper. Maybe I'll use two different colors of paper. Then you put it sort of like this on a tray. Never done it this way, but do something different. Then you put glue. Maybe I'll make a six, a big six. There, look like a six to you? Okay, then maybe just some dots here and there. There. And then you pour sand over the glue. And you let it seis. I like that. I think I'll just take it with me and put my craft box back. Clean that up later. Because I think we should get the trolley for some make-believe. Long six. Okay, trolley. Six, trolley. Mm-hmm. Let's think some more about art in the neighborhood of make-believe. Ready, trolley? Good. Neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, yes. Very good. Oh, you are so good. I just love to see you do that, Ola Mouse.
Muchas gracias.
Now, are you sure that you would like to see it?
Oh, por supuesto que quiero verlo.
Well, I thought it might be fun to make a picture using a lot of threes.
Un dibujo hecho de varios tres.
Sí. I think King Friday wants us to plan an art festival. Well, I'll go get my three creation for you to see.
Really, it doesn't matter. We could chatter on about this or that, or go on a bike, go on a hike. What in the world would you like to do today?
Ola Mouse, I presume.
Correcto, como siempre, Rey Viernes.
Now, how does one say art festival in Spanish?
Festival de arte.
Well, that is what we shall have in this neighborhood.
Un festival de arte en el barrio.
Exactly. You may tell the world, Ola Mouse.
Bien, pero, ¿qué tipo de arte en el festival?
Any kind of art. It will be a superb festival. Naturally, I will play the bass viol.
Naturalmente, sí.
Farewell, H.M.
Que le vaya bien, su majestad. Hola, Reina Sara.
Did Friday tell you?
Oh, sí, sí. Me dijo que va a haber un festival de arte en todo el barrio y que él va a tocar su viol bajo.
Oh, good. Now I'll get you my threes.
Okay.
You may look at them. There.
¡Qué lindo!
Pretty dry.
Mira, un tres y otro tres.
Sí.
Y otro tres, 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 muchos tres.
Well, what is your favorite number?
Seis.
Well, I'll make one for you of all sixes.
¡Ah, sería maravilloso! ¿Dónde quiere que ponga sus tres?
Oh, if you just put it right here, please. Thank
okay.
you.
Aye.
That'll be fine. Now, I'll go and create your one of sixes.
Muchísimas gracias, Reina Sara.
Adiós, Jim.
Hasta luego. Entonces, debo anunciarle a todos que viene un festival.
Buenos días, HM.
Buenos días, neighbor Aber. ¿Cómo está?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Cómo está?
Muy bien.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you. Could you help me, HM?
Por supuesto. ¿Qué debo hacer?
We just heard about the arts festival.
¡Qué rápido vuelan las noticias!
Oh, yes, between make-believe and Westwood, word travels very fast. Now, the reason I need your help is that Mayor Maggie and I thought the Westwood contribution to the arts festival could be a sand sculpture.
Ah, ¿y es esa tu arena?
I beg your pardon?
Que si es esa tu arena.
Oh, no, this is only part of the sand. I need help bringing the rest of it from Westwood.
Ah.
Do you have time?
Sí, cómo no.
Oh, terrific. I should be back in Westwood in maybe 3 and a half, so I'll meet you at the mayor's office then, all
right? Muy bien. Nos vemos en Westwood.
Gracias, Hula Mouse.
Gracias.
Adios.
Adios.
Not so fast, Buster. Not so fast.
Sounds like Lady Elaine Fairchild. Well, hello, Lady Elaine.
Hello, neighbor Aber.
How are you?
Not good.
Why? What's the matter?
I don't like what's passing for art around here.
What do you mean?
Well, nothing looks like anything. Tuesday makes a funny-looking tower for Grandpère, and Sarah makes a thing with threes all over it.
Oh, but...
No buts about it. Now I'll show you some real art.
Some real art? Hmm. I wonder what she means.
Now, you can tell what that is, can't you?
Yes, I can. In fact, you have a lot of them on your museum go-round.
There
you
go.
All different colors.
There you go. So, are you going to make something?
Oh, yes. We're going to make a sand sculpture.
Well, make it look like something, because I'm going to be the judge.
Oh, how nice. Wait a minute. You're the judge?
Yes.
King Friday asked you to be the judge.
No.
Well?
I run this museum go-round, right?
Right.
Museums specialize in art, so I'll specialize in judging it. See that you make your sand look like something if you want to win, Toots. See ya.
Wait a minute. Can't we talk about this? Somehow that doesn't seem fair. Have you seen what Queen Sarah made? And what Prince Tuesday drew of the tower? What do you think? Well, I'm just going to look for myself. That. Isn't it marvelous how she used just threes to make that? I think that's very artistic, don't you? Oh, that must be the prince's drawing hanging on the tower. Let's look. Oh, I like this. It gives a real feel about the tower, don't you think?
Hey there, Toots. Can you help me?
Surely.
Okay, now use this one instead.
Well, why would I do that?
Well, I mean, because it looks like a tower. It's real art.
Well, Lady Elaine, different people see things in different way.
Yes, some much stranger than others.
Qu'est-ce que se passe?
Ah, grand-père.
Bonjour, grand-père.
We're taking your silly picture and giving you a good one.
Silly picture?
Yes, Lady Elaine thinks this drawing is silly.
Oh, no, j'adore ce peinture. I love that picture Tuesday made for me.
Are you serious, Toots? It doesn't even look like your place at all.
It has the feel of this place here. That is what is important to me. What do you think, neighbor Eber?
Oh, frankly, I like it too. It's whimsical and charming.
Okay, you all will never win. Just remember, I warned you.
I guess different people see things in different ways, huh?
Oui, and each artist does too. That's what makes it all so fantastic.
I agree.
Hello!
Ah, oh. Foule souris. You are a work of art yourself.
Yes, indeed.
Ah, ustedes son muy amables. Pero bueno, vine a decirles que he traído toda la arena de Westwood.
All of the sand?
Toda.
Oh, Hula Mouse, and I didn't help you at all. I'm sorry.
Ah, never mind. It's not heavy. It's make-believe.
I hope you have a good day, gentlemen. Et souris. Au revoir.
Adios.
Goodbye, grand-père. Tell me something, Hula Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of this drawing?
Tiene muchos colores.
Where did you put the rest of the sand?
Oh, allá, donde tú dejaste tu bolsa de arena.
Great.
Te ayudo.
Let's go get to our sand sculpting.
Okay.
We're going to make a sand sculpture.
Bueno, haremos todo lo posible, Trolley.
Lady Elaine must think that art can be only one way. Well, that's far from the truth, isn't it? Well, let's feed the fish. Now, if I ask everyone in your family and all your friends to look carefully at these fish and to make a drawing or a sculpture or a dance or a song from what you see, each one of you would create something different. Do you know why? Because each person in the world is unique. Unique. That means that nobody is exactly like anybody else. So when people make art, each person's art will be different. I think that's important to remember. I'll just pick up my piece of art. Seis. Now, it could look like something on its side, too, couldn't it? What's that look like to you? And what about that? That looks like a kite to me, or a balloon. All kinds of things to think about in this life. Gives me a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I'll be back next time. Bye.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other PBS stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. We thank you.